All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
We all know that ChatGPT is capable of coming up with some pretty complex pieces of content, right? It can write about virtually anything you ask it for, whether it's 100% accurate or not. But the real question that a lot of people are asking is, does ChatGPT have a reasoning capability? Is this thing actually able to think? Can it sit there and compute what it's actually saying, or is it just kind of throwing out words? On the podcast today, we're going to dive into that. We're going to dive into how ChatGPT works and answer this important question. So, first off, it's important to know that ChatGPT, the GPT, stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer. And then breaking that down even further, we're talking about the transformer. A transformer is something that was invented by a group of researchers at Google back in 2017. It's kind of funny that this technology was invented by Google. And the transformer is essentially a model that is able to accurately put out really powerful pieces of content that are, it's able to write natural language and full sentences. So first, I think if we want to understand how this works, we need to kind of define what we mean by reasoning. So in general, reasoning refers to the ability to use logic and critical thinking when we're analyzing information. And then from that, to be able to actually draw conclusions or to, you know, like solve problems. So it involves making connections between different pieces of information. So essentially, you're identifying patterns and relationships, and then you're using these insights you get to make your decisions that should be informed, right? So reasoning is pretty critical. It's a pretty critical, obviously, aspect of human intelligence, and it's one of the main features that I would say distinguishes humans from animals, for example. So when it comes to ChatGPT, I feel like this question is pretty important. Because the question of reasoning is, its capability is a pretty complex topic. So on the one hand, the model has obviously demonstrated a very impressive ability to generate text. You know, we all see that every day when we put questions in and get outputs. And so that they appear to be reasoned and logical, right? Like, I mean, I've asked it to write me an essay or an article. And it would look like it came out with a logically written article going from point A to point B and kind of coming up with arguments why X, Y, and Z is possible. So for example, when asked a question, ChatGPT can often provide a well-reasoned answer that takes into account relevant information and provides a clear explanation of its thinking, right? Like what I was saying. So that's the one side of it. And then on the other side, you know, there's a lot of researchers that have argued that ChatGPT's apparent reasoning ability is largely a result of its statistical processing power rather than true reasoning. So this is kind of getting down to the actual question. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, a while ago in the news, there was this Google researcher testing out Google's chatbot, and he was saying, you know, it's sentient because it was, you know, saying all sorts of things to him. And, you know, using something like ChatGPT, we can kind of start to understand, because back at the time, the technology wasn't actually released to the public, but we can start to understand why he might say it's sentient, right? Like, you can ask it to say anything or act any way and it can do it. But is it actually sentient? Is it actually reasoning? Those are bigger questions. So to answer them, I'd say ChatGPT is essentially trained on a really vast amount of text data. And it uses, you know, responses that are statistically likely to be accurate. So in other words, it's able to generate text that appears to be reasoned and logical because it's been trained on a large amount of text that has already been, you know, like someone wrote the text logically and they were using reason when they did it. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's doing the thinking. It just means that it was trained on, you know, data where someone had to do the thinking. And so now when it replicates that content or that data, it looks like it has been doing the thinking. So I guess to better understand the issue, I would say we could look at a couple examples of ChatGPT's reasoning capabilities. So one area where ChatGPT has been particularly, I would say, impressive is in answering trivia questions, right? This thing was trained on the whole internet, so shouldn't it know answers to all these trivia questions? So if you ask it, what's the capital of France? It's going to tell you Paris, along with some info about the city and history, that kind of stuff, you know? And also, if you ask it, you know, like, who invented the telephone, ChatGPT can provide you with a correct answer about that. So in these examples, it might seem like ChatGPT is demonstrating like reasoning ability, but all it's really doing is taking info about a topic, processing that information, and using it to generate a well-reasoned response, pretty much pulling it out of its database of, you know, it already knows the answer, it's getting the information, and it's able to produce that. So I would say, you know, if we're looking at some areas where ChatGPT falls short, you know, let's say we ask ChatGPT, if a train leaves the station A at 10 a.m. and it's traveling 60 miles an hour, and the train leaves station B at 11 p.m. is traveling 7 miles an hour, right? Like those like mind bend, and it's like, what time do the two trains meet? It's like a classical math problem that just essentially requires some logical thinking to solve. ChatGPT is likely to struggle pretty hard with this question. And a lot of people have, you know, shared screenshots about like, why is ChatGPT so bad at math, even some basic stuff? And it's because it has not specifically been trained on math solving problems. And so while it might be able to generate a response that contains some relevant information, you know, might talk about the distance or the speed of the two trains, it's pretty unlikely to be able to actually reason through the problem in a way that a human would do. So I would say all in all, you know, ChatGPT looks pretty impressive. It does not have reasoning capabilities. It is not actually thinking about, you know, how to solve different problems or things you're saying. It's essentially just kind of giving you back information it's already been trained on. And that's not to say that in the future people aren't going to, you know, integrate complex math solving problem models into this or other models into this that help do that. I think when we're looking at Bing GPT, you know, or Bing's chatbot that's coming out soon, mixing ChatGPT, and I think we're going to see maybe a little bit more of a hybrid between, I wouldn't even call it reasoning, but it's able to do a couple more complex things. It's able to search the internet live and do some things like that. I think we'll start moving in a direction of these tools actually doing computational like reasoning, thinking about things. But at the moment, it does not do it. And anyone that says that, you know, ChatGPT is, I would say, is probably misguided at this point.